One of the great psalms of the Hebrew Psalter is Psalm 100. It's a psalm of thanksgiving. And we have two movements to the psalm, in which there is the call to praise, followed by the reasons given for praise. It begins, Mizmor Letodah. Mizmor, a song or a hymn, of thanksgiving. Notice Mizmor is just the noun that means a song, and Le is the preposition to, and Todah is a noun that means thanksgiving. So we begin with a song of thanksgiving. Harihu Le Adonai Kol Haaretz. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Harihu is from the root ruah, which means to shout. Actually, it's a resh, a vav, and an ayin. And here we have a hey prefix with an a vowel followed by an I class vowel, a hirik yod. So we're looking at the hifil imperative second person plural from ruah. So shout to the Lord. La is just your preposition with the definite article in the pathak, meaning to the Lord, or to Yahweh. Kol ha'aretz, all the earth, or the entirety of the earth. Notice ha'aretz, the definite article ha, followed by the noun eretz, meaning earth. And notice, eretz changes to aretz in pause at the end of the verse. The second to the last syllable is lengthened, or the vowel, from a segol to a kametz. And so, shout to the Lord, all the earth. Notice the definite article ha has a kametz instead of a pathak, because the aleph of eretz or aretz could not be doubled. Normally, it's doubled if it's not a guttural, because historically the article was something like hal with a final lamed, and that drops out with the aleph here because the aleph could not take a doggish forte or a doubling. So we have compensatory lengthening from a pathak to a kametz. So shout to the Lord, all the earth. The whole earth is called to shout because of what the Lord is and what He's done. And so in verse 2, there is a repeat of the call to worship. Avdu et Adonai besimcha. Serve the Lord with gladness or with joy. Notice, ivdu is from the root avad, meaning to serve. Again, we have an imperative, a cal imperative, second person plural from avad. So serve the Lord at the sign of the direct object, followed by yod hey vav hey, with, accompanied with, simcha or joy. Be is that inseparable preposition in, and simcha means joy or gladness. Service to the Lord should be something that is done with joy, not something of drudgery. It's a joy to be able to serve the Lord and to worship Him. Notice then he continues, the psalmist continues, Bohu lefana birnana, come before Him with singing. Notice bohu is a biradical root, bo, and in the imperative here, we have a cal imperative, third, second person plural from bo. And so come lefanav, literally to His face. Lamed and then Panav from Panayim, but when Panayim, meaning face, is in a construct, it becomes Panai, plural construct or dual construct with Vav, the pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. And so we would simply translate Lefano, Lefano meaning before him. And that Vav is your pronominal suffix, again, third masculine singular. So come before him, birnana, with singing. Notice the bet is just your preposition, inseparable preposition again, and the rinana means ringing cry or shouting. We're to come before him with joy, often we go to ball games and we hear people get so excited at a football game. But we're to come before him with exaltation, with jubilation. And so come before him with singing or with shouts of joy. And then he goes on to give the reason why we do that. In verse 3, De'u ki Adonai hu Elohim. Know that the Lord, He is God. De'u is from the root yada, and it's a pei yod verb where the yod has dropped out or elided, and so again in the imperative we end up with de'u, a cal imperative second person plural from yada. So know, and know here no doubt means know experientially, and we know that when we know the Lord. So know that the Lord, He is God. Hu Elohim. Hu is your personal pronoun, third masculine singular. And Elohim is the name of God, a proper name, showing the plural of majesty, the greatness of God. And what is striking to me is when we look at this from a Christian point of view, Jesus is also fully God. It's interesting, in John, the Gospel of John, Jesus makes the statement, before Abraham was, I am, in John 8. And so the title, Ego Eimi, in Greek, goes back to Eyeh, Asher Eyeh, in Exodus chapter 3, which is another name for Elohim. And so Jesus is fully God. Know that the Lord, we could say as Christians, the Lord Jesus, He is co-equal with God the Father and is fully Elohim or God. Hu asanu velo anachnu. He has made us and not we. It's interesting, the who here, again, is the masculine pronoun, third person, he, personal pronoun. Asanu is from the root asa. Notice it's a lamed he verb where the he has elided, and we would parse this simply as a cal perfect first common plural. He has made us, a cal perfect third masculine singular with the pronominal suffix, first common plural, us. So he has made us, velo anachnu. Some will read this in the Kore, but to him we are. If we read it as lo, it would be, and not we ourselves. In other words, either way, we have not made ourselves. He has made us, and we belong to Him. Notice, anachnu means we. It's the personal pronoun, first common plural. So when we think about this text as believers in Jesus Christ, it's interesting that the Lord sent Jesus, His only begotten Son, to come and give us eternal life. And so He has made us, we have become His people when we put our faith in Him, and we did not do it ourselves. I'm preferring that reading below Anachnu and not us, the reading of the Ketuv. We did not create salvation, but He did. I'm thinking of Ephesians chapter 2, that works alone, that works, period, I should say, will not save us. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And then we're told we are His workmanship in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2. So He has made us His people by what He has accomplished upon the cross for us, and it's not something that we did. Applying it through the lenses of the New Testament to our Lord Jesus Christ, Amo, we are His people. We are His people when we know Him. We see that, for example, in 1 Peter chapter 2. We become the Israel of God. We are His people. Vetzon marito, and the sheep of His pasturing. Notice ve is just your conjunction, and son is sheep, and it's in construct here with marito. Marito is the noun meaning pasturing, and it is in construct here with o, the pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. We also saw that same third masculine singular pronominal suffix in amo, in the final vav, or holam vav, in amo. So we are His people, and we belong to Him. We are the sheep of His pasture. Jesus is our good shepherd, according to John 10, and we are told that we are His sheep. He knows His sheep by name. He knows each one of them. And so this is a very moving text, not only in the Hebrew context, but seeing it through New Testament eyes of what Christ has accomplished for us. So we are the sheep of His pasturing. The Trinity pastures us through the work of Jesus Christ upon the cross and then in His resurrection by becoming the head of the sheep, by becoming the chief shepherd of the sheep. And so we have a lot to praise Him for, and we're to join the psalmist in singing praise to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit for what has been accomplished. In verse 4, he continues then with a second exhortation to praise along with the reason for it. Notice he says, Bohu she'arav b'todah, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Bohu, again, is your cow imperative, second person plural from bo. So enter into sha'ar means gate, and sha'arav is the noun plural in construct with the third masculine singular pronominal suffix in the vav. So enter into His gates, or His gates, with todah, with thanksgiving. Notice be is your, again, your inseparable preposition followed by todah, or thanksgiving. So we're to enter His gates with thanksgiving, and historically this might have meant they would bring an offering of thanksgiving, and we're to bring our offering, our spiritual offering of thanksgiving, into the Lord's presence. And His courts, notice Hatzerotav Bithilah, His courts with praise. Hatzer is the noun meaning court, and the oat makes it a plural feminine suffix, so it's the courts of Him. And that vav, again, is your pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So His courts, bitilah, with praise. It's interesting that tehilah, or that is the word for a psalm, Tehillim are the Psalms. So we're to enter his courts with songs, with praise songs. Meaning, if we could apply it today as believers in Jesus, we're to enter his presence with praise, with glorifying him, with thanks for what he has done. Hodu lo, laud him, baruch shmo, and bless his name. Notice hodu lo, hod is the verb that means to laud or praise. And notice again we have the cow, biradical root, we have the cow imperative second person plural from hod, and lo is your pronominal, is your pronoun, the lamed with your pronominal suffix in the o, third masculine singular. So laud him and bless his name, baruch shmo. Barak means to bless, and notice here again we have the cow imperative second masculine or second person plural from barak. So bless his name. Shim means name, and so we are to bless his name. Notice Shim becomes Shemo in construct with the pronominal suffix O. So with this cow imperative, second person plural, we are to bless his name. Why? Now he's going to give the reason. One of the greatest things we can spend life doing is praising the Lord and blessing his name. Why? Ki tov Adonai le'ulam chasdo v'ad dor v'ador amunato. For the Lord is good. We have the Lord is good. He's good to us. He treats us with royal love and kindness. Le'ulam chasdo, and forever is his loyal love. Notice le'ulam means forever, literally to the age, or if we take the two together, the lamed and the ulam, it means forever. The preposition with olam, forever. Chasdo is his mercy. This is a famous word in the Hebrew scriptures. The word is chesed, meaning mercy. So forever is his chesed, his mercy. And notice chesed becomes has with the final dalet here in construct with o, the pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So forever is his loyal love, his covenant loyalty, his kindness. And then it concludes by saying, V'ad dor v'ador amunato, and unto generation and generation. Literally, ad, the preposition followed by dor, meaning generation, and dor, generation, is just another way of saying, and to all generations. From generation to generation, we see and experience his fidelity, his faithfulness. Amunato is from amunah, meaning faithfulness, and amunah becomes amunat in construct with the third masculine singular pronominal suffix in the O. So from one generation to another, we see his faithfulness. It's constant. And I think as we look at the New Testament, we can say that the Lord's been good to us. He sent us his only begotten Son. And as we think even of Advent, we think of Jesus' willingness to come to this world as a little baby and eventually to die upon the cross and conquer death for us, and if we believe in him as our Savior. And so the Lord is good, and his covenant loyalty is forever. It's eternal, his kindness. He gives us eternal blessing, eternal life. When we look at Ephesians chapter 1, we see all of the eternal blessings that were given even before the foundation of the world. to those that would put faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and then unto all generations is His fidelity. He's faithful from one generation to the other. Jesus promises never to leave us or forsake us. He is Emmanuel, who is God with us. And so His fidelity goes from one generation to another. And we can praise the Lord because of His great covenant loyalty, His fidelity, and His wonderful goodness toward us. What a great psalm that praises the Lord for the great work of salvation that He has wrought for us and His ongoing work of loyal love and faithfulness on behalf of believers that love the Lord Jesus and serve Him. Praise the Lord for this call to worship in the presence of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.